Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with today's Call to Worship. There is real happiness and fulfillment in life when you know that God has blessed others through you. Bearing fruit is our topic today. Heavenly Father, please bless us with a special presence of your Spirit this hour. We want to stay focused upon you, your holiness, our weaknesses, and your strengths. You alone are worthy of our praise and worship. Your word speaks clearly about our privilege and responsibility to bear fruit so that you see genuine results from our works, that you may receive all the glory and praise. Lord, we want to be clean vessels for your service. Father, once again, we ask that you forgive and cleanse us from our sin and all unrighteousness. Clear our minds, Lord, from the clutter of this world and distractions from our flesh. Anything that would prevent us from hearing your call to us, to be yielded and bearing fruit. Only you can bless our efforts with success. Speak to us, Lord, that we will hear and obey. It's in your Son's holy name, Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.
is long and you're losing your song in the night. You can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you. Safe and secure, he will never abandon you. You are his treasure and he finds his.
Life is full of changes. Each day rearranges the things that count for you. Things that mean so much today can mean much less tomorrow. Even if your dreams come true. Ah, but there's someone I have found. A rock to build your life around. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him take the burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him handle all the problems that stand in your way. You have searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you found. Put Jesus first in your life and turn your life around.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. And thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations like this across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Come and I will follow.
I will follow you. Where you want me to, I will follow you. Where you want me to, Lord.
There's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, "Draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind. There are new heights to climb and a new place in me you will find. For whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do. Take the dearest thing to me, Lord, if that's how it must be, to draw me so much closer to thee. Let the disappointments come, oh, lonely days without the sun. Through sorrow, more like you I'll become. Take my houses and lands, change all of my dreams and my plans. For I'm placing my whole life in your hands. And if you call me someday to a land that's far away, Lord, I'll go at your will. Oh, whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing. whatever it takes to be more like you. And that's what I'll be willing to do. I'll trade sunshine for rain, comfort for pain. Yes, that's what I'll be willing to do. For whatever it takes, burn my will to break. That's
thank you for listening as we are reminded of the privilege and need to be fruit bearers.
Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me.
That's good. Faithfulness.
Faithfulness, faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need every day. Faithfulness, faithfulness is what you want for me.
So take my heart.
So take my heart and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, oh Lord. Yeah.
Righteous,
righteousness. Righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need every day. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want for me. So take my heart and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, oh Lord.
As God's creation, as His adopted children, as Spirit-filled, born-again little Christs, we have the privilege and obligation to bear fruit in our lives. Here are just a few reasons that we can and should do so. When God created Adam and Eve, He commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So, God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Well, Jesus is the true vine. We are branches, and the purpose of a branch is to bear fruit. John 15. Jesus speaking here, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. The Great Commission is God's command that we bear fruit as Christians, sharing the gospel that others would accept Christ. Matthew 28. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The Holy Spirit gives us character traits that proceed just as fruit from a vine. Galatians 5. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there's no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. As we bear fruit, others see God, and He is glorified. Matthew 5, beginning with verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Ephesians 2. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. 2 Timothy 3. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Hebrews 10. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. God, help us to remember these things we have heard, and that we bear fruit as doers of the word.
On sand, or you can turn to the ways.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've considered what bearing spiritual fruit is and how God gives us the ability to do so as He is the vine. I hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship today. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you're considering a relationship with God but a little confused where to begin, well, in the Bible, the book of Romans includes what's commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3, we're reminded that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. And Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us, that while we were His enemies, He loved us. And later, the author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. When you have questions or have made a decision today, then please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. By mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. And you can make your tax-deductible donation right there, safely and securely. You'll also find many tools to help you grow spiritually. And you'll find more information about our ministries. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Ephesians 2, God saved you by His grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we've done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do good things that He planned for us long ago.
Take my life, a living sacrifice.